Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Whenever I need a helping hand, whenever I need a place to land, whenever I need a different view, I can always count on you. Whenever this life throws me a curve, whenever I just can't find the nerve, whenever I need some talking to, count on you. It took a while for me to realize just what you mean to me, the things that you did just to pull me through. And if you're ever in a jam, you know you can depend on me. Just let me know what I need to. A while for me to realize just what you mean to me, the things that you did just to pull me through. And if you're ever in a jam, you know you can depend on me. Just let me know what I need to do.
Michael Riddle, who along with his brothers Patrick and Mark make up the Riddle brothers, originally from Louisiana, and now they're camped out in Minnesota where the weather's fine. Welcome everyone to another live edition of Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, and it's graduation day here at Northland Community and Technical College. I'm looking out our studio window at the grads, and they're wearing not the Pioneers blue color, but black gowns and hats, and I see it looks like a new thing. They decorate the tops of the mortar boards as they wish. So kind of fun, huh? We want to wish all the graduates a great future and hope you all can find work in your field. That's always a good thing, but it doesn't always happen. For instance, yours truly has a English education degree, and he's worked 26 years as an employment counselor for the state of Minnesota, so go figure. Well, up next, he's a Maple Plains singer-songwriter who plays mostly house concert as he prefers listening venues. Who doesn't? His new CD, The Other Side of Innocence, is chock full of insightful songs that will keep your brain a-hummin', produced by Timothy Francich, and mixed and mastered by Rob Jenadek. Here's Jerry Esno with Like a Singer Who Knows Your Song.
To figure it out before you drift away, and find hope in tomorrow with this hope you have today. Each page of a memory tells a tale. The best taught situations were the ones you probably failed. And dreams can slowly go by and still remain the same. In solitude you realize there's no one here to blame. As time goes by, still deep inside, someone you'd like to know. A gentle voice that sounds just like a singer who knows your song. Golden fields and sunsets in your mind, pearls of wisdom hidden in a sea still left to find. No one to tell you, try again. Yet in your heart it still remains to find that long lost friend. And dreams can slowly go by and still remain the same. In solitude you realize there's no one here to blame. As time goes by, still deep inside, someone you'd like to know. A gentle voice that sounds just like a singer your song. Who knows your song?
Jerry Esno. I'd like to meet him. He picks that guitar mighty fine. We mentioned that today is an end for the education for these graduates here at Northland College, but it's the beginning also. And similarly, this is the end of Dr. Jack Heyman's career as a history teacher. He's been here over 30 years, and he's a very dear friend. And I think you might have heard that, the graduates howling out in the hallway. Oh, I graduated from college 47 years ago. We want to wish Jack a very, very, very long and healthy retirement. I look forward to lots of adventures with him. Yeah. Well, up next, a man who we know very well. His name is Greg Connor, and he sent us a new song this week titled Roll On Mississippi. And he's from Savage, Minnesota, and I like to call him a songwriting machine. He writes songs in the folk Americana, country, and blues genres. And he is the first to submit his entry for this month's songwriting challenge, and the theme is memories, or someone or some place or something that's memorable to you, remembrances. And that means Greg gets to pick the song for next month's, for June's, not the song, the theme for June's songwriting challenge. And if you're listening tonight, hi Greg and Rita, here's Roll On Mississippi by Mr. Connor.
Roll on, Mississippi, bring that sweet woman back to me. Roll on, Mississippi, I'm as lonely as I was talking in my sleep one night, telling things better left untold. Well, I cried out to another woman. Now I'm messed up and all alone. Roll on, Mississippi, bring that sweet woman back to me. Roll on, Mississippi, 'cause I'm as lonely as I can be. She left the very next morning with a sweet talking riverboat man, and she's somewhere up near Red Wing. Says she ain't coming back again. Roll on, Mississippi, bring that sweet woman back to me. Roll on, Mississippi, I'm as lonely as I can be. Oh, oh, sweet Mary, I mean Jane.
Oh, Mary, I mean Jane.
Please forgive me, or I just might go insane. Sweet woman back to me. Roll on, Mississippi, 'cause I'm as lonely as I can be. And I keep looking for her waving every time a tug goes by. And I may not be worth saving, but I wish she would give me a try. Roll on, Mississippi, bring that sweet woman back to me. Roll on, Mississippi, I'm as lonely as I can be. 'Cause I'm as lonely as I can be.
Greg Connor, thank you for that fine song. You know, I don't know if I could write a song like that, just like I don't know if I could write a truck driving song, because it's just not me. You know, I haven't experienced that. I've never ridden a train even. Well, here's a lady that I think is going places. Her music is steeped in blues, folk, and traditional country blended in her Americana trademark sound. With 8 CDs to her name, Vicki Emerson was raised in rural Minnesota but lived in New York City and San Francisco before settling in Minneapolis with her family. She continues to tour the nation as a solo artist as well as with her Americana duo, The Home Fires, with good friend Sarah Morris. Her newest CD, Steady Heart, was released this January, and from that CD comes this song titled Good Enough. You're listening to MHB.
I might never be good enough for your love, for your love. I might never be good enough. My heart feels like a storm today. Not proud of mess I've made. Lines on my face say I should know better. I get mad and throw my words around, cradle my shame as I stand my ground. Burn down. might never be good enough for your love, for your love. I might never be good enough.
Emerson from Elmwood, Wisconsin. If you want to know where that's at, it's just northwest of Rock. No, not Rock Elm. Straight east of Rock Elm. Well, we're going to send out our condolences and our love to MHB artist and friend Joshua Schmidt. Josh lost his father, James, this week. And you may recall that we've played music by Josh, not only as a soloist, but with the Vintage Mink. And also music by his brother, Jacob, who goes by the name Kobe. And he's a national act, even appeared on the Tonight Show a couple of years ago. And I thought a fitting song for this tribute would be off of his Black Charms CD titled Young Love and dedicated to Josh's mother and father.
If you could see the way I smile in the headlights, I'd think twice before I said one too many goodbyes, good nights. And when I go crazy on you, will you stand by and watch me die? 'Cause you know I can't be out here alone in this darkness. It's darkness. If it's real, it's young love. I'm a real deal for your love. If it's real, it's young love. It's love, it's love, it's love, it's love, it's love, it's real love. travel through the backwoods and the back streets of my teenage dreams. If you make it out alive, there's no I put no blame on the team. If you turn off the light, will you stand by me and watch me scream? No, I can't be out here alone in this darkness. It's darkness. If it's real, it's your love. Then it's still for your love. I'm the real deal for your love. If it's real, it's your love. It's love. It's love.
Joshua Schmidt, formerly known as Josh Von Mink. Hey, in our never-ending quest to share with you the performances of our local and statewide singer-songwriters, we'd like to remind you that at Chickadee Coffee in Crookston, which is located just north of Hugo's, just south of Burroughs Chevrolet, they have live music every Tuesday night from 7 to 8. It kind of changes. Sometimes it's 7:30 to 8:30. Check their Facebook page, Chickadee Coffee Crookston. And next Tuesday night, Susan Lee will be performing. So stop in and have a glass of wine or beer and enjoy the beautiful evening. And they even have food. If you don't get supper, have it there.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, her name is Lila Karish. And I'm trying to get down to her biography that she sent me. Lila is a Twin City-based artist. And she sent us a song here. I think it's a live performance, if I'm not mistaken. Try to find more info for her after the song, on her, I should say. Here's a tune by Lila Karish titled Brown Dog. And thank you for sending this, Lila. Keep those songs coming.
Brown dog eating a dead squirrel on my neighbor's lawn. Thought he was lost, he ran on. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with you having your fun. You shouldn't let him run. Black cat scared the plumber just the other day. He thought she was the devil. I didn't know what to say. She's the sweetest little cat that ever walked through my home. But I shouldn't have let her roam. No, I shouldn't have let her roam. You can train an elephant to paint a tree. But you can't teach a grown man to leave that whiskey be. And there ain't no use telling somebody to put that cell phone down. They'd sooner up and drown. Yeah, they'd sooner up and drown. Brown dog eating a dead squirrel on my neighbor's lawn. Thought he was lost, he's long gone. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with him having his fun. But you shouldn't have let him run. No, you shouldn't have let him run. No, you shouldn't have let him run.
That's a mighty fine finger picking. Thank you, Lila Kerrish, for your contribution to our show tonight. And as I said, we look forward to more songs from you because our motto is you send it, we'll play it. You won't get that good a deal from any other radio station, KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 here in Thief River Falls. And we play every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m., usually live, but, well, my son's softball season is starting, and I never want to miss his Thursday night games. So I imagine I'll be doing some pre-recording this summer, but we'll still be bringing you great and current music as it comes in to us at Minnesota Homebrew at gmail.com. Inquire there or send high quality MP3s. Preferably, we would like WAV files. Those are CD quality files, and you can upload them to box.com or dropbox.com and reference Minnesota Homebrew, and we'll download them and play them on the show. Just make sure that they're not naughty. Well, here's Frazee, Minnesota's Todd Sisson with a song titled Lonely is the Highway.
Up in the iron mines, blown west by the winds of time, never knowing what the future holds in store. Singing songs in backstreet bars and picking on the soul guitar, I wonder sometimes if it even matters anymore. Singing old songs off the shelf, this old guitar and myself, while honky-tonking people sit and drink their time away. Lonesome driving home at night, hope I get that they're all right. Lay my worn out body down, tomorrow's another day. Lonely is the highway and I'm getting worn with age, but the pain and worries leave me when I'm sitting on your stage. Well, I guess it's just a blessing, perhaps it is a curse. Maybe life is just another verse in some old song. When I wake and see the night it's faded into morning's light, and feel the pain that's risen in my bone, I thank the Lord I'm still alive, asking for the strength to drive another 100 miles or so to play another show. Lonely is the highway and I'm getting worn with age, but the pain and worries leave me when I'm sitting on your stage. Well, I guess it's just a blessing, perhaps it is a curse. Maybe life is just another verse in some old song. Some old town. Lonely is the highway and I'm getting worn with age, but the pain and worries leave me when I'm sitting on your street.
Minnesota Homebrew. Sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, that's right. We talk about beer here because it's sort of a good tie-in with our title, Minnesota Homebrew. And this comes from Bring Me the News, dated April 26th, written by Adam Uren. U-R-E-N. I'm not sure. Uren. Let's say Uren. And it's titled, Minnesota makes top 10 in best states for beer lovers list. They love themselves the beer, and it seems like they're spoiled for choice if a new study by Groupon has anything to say about it. The Groupon website ranks Minnesota in the top 10, joining some other Midwest states. So how did they come to that conclusion? Well, the scientists at Groupon, and they readily say they're not real scientists, rank states based on three pieces of data: the average score of the five best tasting beers in each state, the average cost of a 12-ounce beer in each state, and the number of beer-related Groupons sold per 1,000 people. That seems to be a little skewed, doesn't it? So here we go. Here we go. Let's see. Number 10, Arizona. Number 9, New Jersey. That's a surprise. I stall only because I'm looking at a map here. Number 8 is eluding me. Where are you? Where are you? I think they left number 8 off here. Oh, it's Minnesota. Number 7. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wish they had put a list on here. It would be a lot easier than looking through all these states here. Pennsylvania. Number 6. It's really difficult. Iowa. Number 5, Massachusetts. Number 4, I got to look down at Alaska and Hawaii. Oh, gosh, they're way down there. 47th and 49th. Number 4, Illinois. Number 3, where are you? Should have done my homework before. Michigan. Number 2. So let's just go to number 1. No, number 2, Colorado. And it pains me to say number 1 is California. So there you have it. They said that Minnesota didn't score that any higher than 8th because they ranked 16th in the quality of beer and only 29th in affordability. Well, up next here on Minnesota Homebrew, the Fattening Frogs with a very short tune called Cream Soda.
I'm leaving you behind. I wanna get out. stop to put my foot down. I'm leaving. It's your time, baby, now that I'm free. Ready to put the past behind me. I won't read out what's on the inside. I'm leaving.
That's Crookston, Minnesota's Annie Fitzgerald, who is has lived here and there, Florida, I believe. I could be wrong, but she's back in Crookston and trying to launch her career from there. And with the help of the internet, it can be done from anywhere these days. It's not so true that you have to go to Nashville or LA or Toronto or New York or Austin, Texas. Feels like summer, and it did feel like summer about 2 days ago. And now the temperature has dipped. Well, up next, before I mention that, I'd like to tell you who's playing at Half Brothers Brewing Company in Grand Forks. Let's see now. Tomorrow night, May 17th. I think that's right, 17th. Yes, Daniel Knight, 9 p.m. Tomorrow night, May 17th, and Saturday night, May 18th. A group called Hot Lunch. Boy, you know, you advertise Hot Lunch at Half Brothers and everyone's going to show up. It's like calling your band free beer. It's cute, but it gets you into trouble in a real hurry. Up next, Becky Capel with a tune titled Spend My Time. You're listening to Homebrew.
I like space.
actual wolf, played in our gazebo one summer during our songwriter series, which is gone by the wayside. Should have played in the wayside and could have said it went by the gazebo. Really had a good time hearing Dennis Warner sing last Tuesday, a week ago Tuesday, at the Thief River Falls Public Library. What a talented guy. I want to thank Chris Cuppett, who gave a very nice endorsement for songwriters just before the show. Yes, I am a singer-songwriter. I'm hiding out in northwestern Minnesota. Don't forget the songwriting challenge for the last Thursday of this month, a song about remembrance. And you should have seen the janitors chasing. Well, a lady came up to me, one of my coworkers, and said, "You should see the janitors. They're outside trying to catch a woodchuck." And I looked and I said, "Oh, that's not a woodchuck. That's a groundhog." Well, it turns out we were both right. They're one and the same animal. Their species name, though, is Marmotta monax. And they had a net out there. They never did catch the little critter. I guess they're quite destructive, but he was running around with a mouse in his mouth. And he sure is cute, though. Sure is cute. Well, up next, same shame with Paint Your Life. You're listening to MHB.
Your disappointment, my blank slate. Your expectations, I'm too late. Was I a detail in your rainbow crowd? Did I hold you back when I spoke out loud? If you could have been what you wanted to be, when you paint your life, would there be me?
Influence in people's music. I can say the same about the first tune we played this evening by Michael Riddle called Count on You. Their influence will never go away. By the way, same shame is Paul Pashabin. He attended Moundsview High School, now resides in Bloomington. Most people call him Pash, and he's been writing and recording music since 1979 and only recently began releasing his works. And he's working on a first full-length album to be called Soaring 8020 from his remastered recordings done on a Radio Shack realistic four-track mixer in 1980. See, Bob Muscovitz, I know you're listening. You don't need a 32-track studio. And I've been encouraging Bob to get writing again, but he's trying to figure out how to set up a home studio. I just did that, and I'm really going through the pain of learning. Hey, folks, my boss's boss, or I like to call my big boss, Dave Nierman, retired with Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development last week. And in honor of him, my daughter, Jana Anderson, and I recorded this little 44-second ditty honoring him on a long career in employment services. As I said on our post, a finer gentleman and a bigger helper you would never find in your life. What a support we got from Dave in all those years. And we can only hope the state gives us someone nearly as good to take his place. So here's Dave's ditty. And the person with the great voice in this song is not me. It's my daughter, Jana.
Dave Nierman is a workhorse,
relentless in his goal
of giving us career force
with all his heart and soul.
But now that he's retiring,
work goes on the shelf,
'cause Dave's rebranding himself.
Dave's rebranding.
Dave's rebranding. Dave's rebranding himself.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
That's right, we have time for one more song tonight, and it's by Ricky Stage from Cushing, Wisconsin, a multi-talented singer-songwriter who first got his first guitar at age 14, and then he learned to play drums, but then he wised up and went back to the guitar. He's writing music in his home studio, and we really appreciate his contributions to Minnesota Homebrew. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the Gypsy Outlaw Radio Show featuring the Jensen Sisters. And don't forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Here's Ricky Stage with Iron Horse. So we'll see you again next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
Cruising down the back roads, shifting through the gears. with my girl behind me. Feel the power, feel the fire.